Welcome into the Pits and Peril podcast. I'm your host, Todd Kramer. Last one of the year. It's making me sad on a Sunday evening. It's making Aida very happy that this will be the last one for about 7 months. And with us is our champion. You guys can't see him, but I can. He's wearing a beautiful midnight black marmot jacket, nice and warm, with a beautiful insignia of our beloved monetary unit, the Bitcoin. Ace, how are you feeling 2 weeks removed from winning your championship?
I feel great. I have been getting ready for this pod because I have a couple of questions that I have wanted to ask you. And I'm looking forward to getting to those once we really dig in.
Okay, well, you were asking me about Costco in Mexico, which I was explaining to you is very similar, same basic shit. You know, they don't have all the really nice products. It's like you aren't gonna find the king crab and shit like that as often. You don't have the wild Alaskan salmon, but it's pretty par the course. But then we have our own, you know, spicy stuff. There's just like all the snacks are spicy.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I know. I think my wife follows at least two separate Costco Instagram pages, and if anything good comes up on those, she lets me know. We kind of bookmark them so that we can check it out next time we get up there.
Oh yeah, my wife does the same thing. She follows like a Mexican Costco page and knows exactly what's happening at all times.
And also, I mean, my brother's a huge fan. I know that my nephew, his number one favorite meal of all time is chicken skin from Costco Chickens. So,
As a
my
meal?
brother, what's that?
As a meal, just the skin.
Just the skin as a meal. So, my brother goes to Costco. He does not go with his wife, he only goes with his 3-year-old son, and they get two chickens. One for eating later, and then one he has the nephew has the skin. My brother eats the chicken that night for dinner.
That is a very interesting that can't be healthy. I don't
There's
think
no way that's good for you.
that's not doctor
No
recommend.
way. Yeah.
Okay, well, how's it feel to be champ?
It feels really good. It definitely is. I agree, bittersweet, because the season is something that I look forward to. I really enjoy the banter. You know, obviously, there are highs and lows, but there's some level of satisfaction looking down and seeing you have 42 text messages and you got to figure out what happened, who said what, and who's in the right and who's in the wrong, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I sent you one, right, with that Waddle was injured in one of your games. It was like a last minute scratch. Was it Waddle?
Yeah, I think it was Amari Cooper.
Oh, it was Amari Cooper, that's right.
And you texted me, Franco texted me. I was at work and was like, okay, I'll address these text messages when I get a little bit of a break. So I don't know if I should set up the do not disturb. I don't do the do not disturb. I know a lot of guys in our league have that set on their iPhone.
They do.
Maybe I'll set that up so that if someone overrides it or I get two texts in a row from somebody, it comes through and I know that it really is important.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. I need to tell Wally to not text me at 1 o'clock in the morning, Mexico time, because with apartments, I have to have my phone on extremely loud at all times because it can be an emergency. I got a text from him last night at like 1:38 in the morning. I'm 2 hours ahead, so it's somewhat understandable, but 11:38 is still pretty late to be sending texts.
Yeah. I don't, hey, do you want to buy a goat with me? And then we can, kill it and grill it up. It's just like maybe not at 11:30, Wally. You know what I mean? So
That wasn't the theme of the text, but yeah, that's the type of stuff that he would send at that time. He was asking who brought him into the league. I'm not sure who brought him into the league.
I feel like it probably was Nikki, but I don't know actually. I really do appreciate that we have Wally and Keenan from kind of different years. It allows some kind of throwback names to be tossed out there that we forget about every now and again.
This is true.
It's one of the things that I think, we can get there later, but one of the things that I think having Holden as a different perspective, an outside of Lick perspective, was both good and bad. Because it made me feel like, okay, he's just getting all these texts and he doesn't know who these people are or what we're talking about. So it'd be good to have somebody like Otto Rob. At the same time, I did appreciate that he brought a different look. But we can address his departure.
Well, I mean, since you brought it up, I think the thing that's, and we're gonna have to send this to Rob too, so I'll send it to him when we're done. But Holden was very easily, besides me, maybe one of the most active members of the league. And now we have Rob, who is likely gonna be one of the least active members of the league. So there's a part of me that says, okay, my pits are probably safe because my guess is Rob is gonna get his pits waxed. You never know, but like, a competitive league, and if you haven't been playing, I think it's going to be pretty tough to avoid it in your first year. I think Wally, his first 2 years, he had his pits waxed.
We're a couple years older now, so maybe Rob, I was gonna say, maybe Rob is finding his hobbies and the things that he's into, but I was thinking about the last couple times I've seen him, he said stuff like, "Oh man, I'm so tired. I went to this club last night and or I saw this show and I was up to like 3 and I don't do that.
No.
I don't know if there's anybody in our league that does that.
The
So
closest thing I did this year or this past year, which was brutal for me, is Swedish House Mafia came to Mexico City. And it was a total clusterfuck because they were supposed to play within walking distance from my house at like these military grounds. It's like a 10-minute walk, right? And it was a Saturday night. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Aida is a fan of that type of music. So I was like, okay. I don't have to get in a cab. I don't have to drive anywhere. It's like I'm at home when I'm done. Fine. Well, of course, like 2 weeks before the concert, they move it from Saturday night to Sunday night, and they move it from 10 minutes away from my house to an hour drive from my house at the Estadio Azteca. And yeah, it went till about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I on a Sunday night, and it was just brutal. And I didn't even drink any beer there because you're in a mass humanity of people and the bathrooms are far away. So like if you drink a beer, you're gonna have to pee and then you'll never find your
You
wife
never
again.
get back. Yeah.
So I was just like standing there in a, like a fucking stick with all these people jumping around me, not enjoying the music until 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a sacrifice. But oh, and that was on a Sunday. There was a game going on.
Just during the season, I'm concerned that Rob is going to be having fun, living it up and sleeping in past the opening games. Certainly the games going on in
Well,
London and Germany.
I remember a certain someone that was on safari in Africa that
Yeah.
didn't set his lineup, and another certain someone that called the commissioner and said, put players in, man. He shouldn't go out this way.
That's just like the like bougiest issue that we could ever have. I
Were you
really.
trying to get access to your account during that?
So we did not have internet access at that time.
What was the coolest shit you saw in Africa?
We saw Pride of Lions. It was already they had already made the kill, but eating a zebra and then the hyenas and other vultures, the other scavengers, started to circle in on the lions because they knew that they were going to be done getting their fill. And ultimately, as soon as the last lion took off, just the horde of different scavengers, all different species of animal, came down and tore it to pieces.
Like piranhas.
Absolutely tore this zebra to pieces. It was wild to see.
So the
Just, I
lions
mean,
kind of eat in leisure mode. They're like
right.
Romans laying down on their sides, eating, taking their time. And then as soon as they're gone, it's just like get it when while you can.
Yeah, I mean, ripping different limbs off of the zebra, essentially. Someone ran away with like a hip. It looked like a big, chunk of meat, like a ribeye steak. One direction, someone goes another direction. And essentially the legs come off, and then everything from the skull down the vertebrae, the backbone, that's all one piece. So it was kind of five main pieces.
Interesting. And did you ever fear for your life while you were out there? Did you see some shit where you're like, this could go south?
There were lions around. You're in kind of like a land cruiser. And there were lions just around our land cruiser, but I'd say, and that was objectively really intimidating. But apparently the most danger we were in, which we didn't even realize,
AIDS.
we were out of our car walking, and some hippos went by,
I thought you were
and
going to say prostitutes.
more people are killed by hippos than any other animal.
That's not true.
In I guess as part of the on the safari, how about that?
Well,
I
mosquitoes would beg the differ.
or mis I you know what, man? You know what I meant,
Yeah,
but
I do.
yeah. Probably mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. But yeah, hippos are really aggressive and territorial.
It's just crazy because they don't eat meat or anything, but they're just huge, and they can just bite you in half,
Yeah.
apparently.
Did they fuck
So,
up crocodiles all the time?
that was pretty interesting to hear about that kind of after that incident. They were like, "Get in the car right now." We're like, okay, we're gonna." And they're like, okay, just by the way, they're really dangerous. So,
Wild animals are way bigger than you'd expect.
I am just not the outdoorsman. I feel like, if you, for me, if something goes south and we have, Last of Us or The Road, or whatever, any of these apocalyptic scenarios, I know that Will is going to be like defending his family or whatever it is. I'm like, first week, I'm done. I'm toast.
Yeah, Will's definitely the one that you want to tie your cart to and drive out to his Sonoma house and be like, protect me.
I mean, my argument is in every one of those movies, people, that's sorry, the sound is my dryer. In every one of those movies, people sound and look fucking miserable.
That is true.
So, I'm not about that.
I watched this will be the last thing, and we should probably get on topic to football, but
Yeah.
the new Netflix movie where like all the lights go out and there's like nuclear war happening or some shit like that, and these people are all stuck in these like cottages out on Long Island, and it made me realize like I don't have an evac plan for Mexico City, so I did definitely get on the Google Maps and figure out, where's a national forest that I can get to without having to cross the city. And then I notice I'm like dead smack in the center of the city. And I realize like I'm probably not getting out.
I mean, that's okay.
That's when I sent a text message to everyone about, do you have a bug out bag? And I'm thinking I might want to, buy a tent, a couple of sleeping bags, that type of shit.
I've got water. I've got some water, but
Well, everyone in Mexico City has water because you can't drink tap water.
yeah, fair enough. That's what you said. Okay, sorry to get back on topic.
Okay, well, champion, great team name. Where'd you get that team name, eh? Soggy Goffle? Anyone give you a little a clue on how to?
I started with Jack and Goff, and that was
Case.
really
I sent you a text. It was awful goffle.
I then well I probably got Soggy Goffle from Awful Goffle.
Yeah.
But I felt like Goff was the easiest name to use.
Yeah, Goff's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, looking back at your team, your draft, obviously Christian McCaffrey is a huge
Yeah.
difference maker for you. Lamar came through in the playoffs big time. Anyone else that you can look at where you're like, that really saved me?
Well, I want to address the McCaffrey thing first. And because, so many of the guys in the league are big Niners fans, I have to admit my reasoning for drafting McCaffrey was thinking that Purdy was going to have to check the ball down constantly, that he wasn't going to be able to make those throws. And as a Niners fan, I'm really, really glad that that was just wrong.
Yeah.
But that is why I went and spent so much money on McCaffrey. I just didn't think Purdy was going to be able to do it.
Looking at your team, I th think you really had like this boom or bust like scenario where every week it wasn't like you had a good week where everyone performed. It was like you got 40 points from someone. You either got, 38 from McCaffrey, 42 from Cooper, 38 from Lamar.
Yeah.
He's had those big fucking.
Well, Coop, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Lamar, the reasoning was just, oh, he can run the ball, and I'll get some points there. It wasn't, I think he's gonna take the, league by storm and just probably win the MVP. I had no indication that that was going to happen. Goff, I thought, had a really, really good season, or at least the Lions did. And I drafted him just because he's from the Bay Area and he went to Cal. That was a fully homer pick. Ayuk, again, that was just a homer pick. And he, because Purdy proved me wrong and can throw the ball, that worked out really, really well.
Yeah, you had Hawkinson too for most of the year, which was a good pick.
Yeah, I honestly never didn't can't I can't name too many tight ends.
Okay, well, go into your. So when draft was in, I think on September 2nd or something like that, right? September 1st. When did you start researching or did you not research at all?
I think the day before.
The day before. So you really didn't
Yeah.
know.
So here are the people that I know that I wanted to draft. Let's see. I knew that I wanted to draft Goff and Christian McCaffrey. Lamar Jackson, I was like, okay, I might as well. I always felt like I underspent on quarterbacks for the last couple of years, so I was willing to spend more. And that was, I mean, those were my guys. I think
And
I
how did
spent.
you arrive at your draft values? Like, how did you know how much you wanted to spend on, your wide receiver one or your wide receiver two?
I think there was a website. I had two websites that were based on, I had two websites open, two web pages open. I had two screens while during the draft, and they were based on those general numbers.
But a two quarterback league changes things pretty drastically where.
Yeah.
Because you're spending so much on quarterbacks that you have to assume everyone else's value's down a little bit.
And then, well, we have the half point per catch, which also fucks up the math that is based on those websites. So, I mean, I didn't go in there with a fine-tooth comb. I'm not gonna lie, for those people that don't know, Todd recommended I do some practice drafts. I did not do that. I tried to be positive and envision success. For me, I think one of the reasons why this season was really enjoyable was because I really tried not to take it seriously. I wanted to be involved and hang out with my friends. And I think that that made me not overthink things, particularly during the draft.
That's good advice. I like that. That's
But
what I told
I
Holden too. I was like, Holden, you don't play this game to win. You play it because like the banter's fun. And like, yeah, it sucks when you lose, but like being a part of the league is just so much fun.
It, I you know I this probably isn't true, but I feel like I haven't had like a tier one quarterback many of the years. Like I think my quarterback, one of my quarterbacks last season was Mac Jones. I just remember that
And
because
how could
it's
you forget?
so dumb. So I was determined this year to have at least one quarterback that was elite.
Okay. Any other memories that stick out for you for the year?
I drafted Waddle because Will's team name last year was Waddle to the Toilet. And if one of your guys is good enough to be the guy that your team is named after, then he's probably a good pick. And he ended up being a pretty good pick. So
Which is infuriating for someone like me that spends hours and hours, researching and going over the minutiae, and then your reasoning for picking players is based
Here's the thing.
on that. But okay, I love it.
Did any of your guys get hurt this year?
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins in the first game got hurt.
Like I had no major injuries. So Hawkinsock eventually went down with I think a broken leg, but that was like
Yeah, way
at the
late.
end of the season. And aside from that, nobody really got injured on my team.
Yeah, that does help a lot. Okay, and then what did you do with your winning so far?
So that's what I was gonna ask you. I was just watching the Packers beat up on the Cowboys,
Love
and
that. Yeah.
they, every extra point, blockchain.com, the ad was very prominent. So are there any, I mean, what did the Supreme Court just legalized blockchain or Bitcoin ETFs? I don't even know what it is, but
Not the Supreme Court, the SEC.
okay, SEC. There you go. Why would the Supreme Court be involved in that at all? I do vote. Aside from that, yeah, I don't know how the government works.
Did you take your wife out to a nice meal or something for putting up with you watching football all year?
I think she finds it entertaining. I used to be in her family's fantasy league.
Oh, look at that.
So fantasy league with her cousins, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, all that stuff. So she knows what she's talking about. Her uncle used to go to games at Kezar and the Niners played there.
Is she doing a little backseat quarterbacking of the squad? Does she get involved?
Sometimes she vetoes team names. When I told her that I don't nothing with the draft, nothing with lineups. But when I told her that Rob might get involved in the league, she said, "Oh, Auto Rob."
So she
She
knows.
remembered that. I think she will root for my guys.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I do think because the theme of, this league is providing for your family, because you won nearly $1,000, you probably should do a little something for her, take her out to a nice meal.
Take her somewhere. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, during the week, she eats vegan. So that's really difficult. So we'll just do a nice meal on the weekend, I guess. Make a
There you
whole
go,
day.
Saturday. Go out to a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to touch on in this closing podcast for the year?
I'm surprised that Holden was just so comfortable leaving. I didn't think it was going to happen that fast.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a bluff too, but I think he realized once the bluff got called, I think he was just like, I gotta go. I wrote in writing that I would leave.
You
Sad.
know, new dad. He might have been tired, just hadn't gotten a lot of sleep,
Yeah.
and get emotional when that happens. Let's see some other thoughts. You know, I think it would be nice if we were able to figure out, you know, it's tough because of the different locations, get as many people together physically for the draft as possible. I think that would be fun when people are back in town.
Yeah, there was it might be tough this coming year to do this, obviously, but I saw a post where basically everyone in this guy's league puts in $10 and then they make some like wild parlay on like who's gonna win every division, and it like pays out enough for like a 10-person vacation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like $10 every year, and we could stand to win like 120,000, and it's, you know, something wild.
Or, you know, or we take the $10 and we figure out who, you know, we see if Nikki's firm needs any equity, you know, private
Oh, yeah.
equity.
They're definitely looking for those $10 bills, those Hamiltons.
Hey man, every dollar counts, right?
It would be cool to do an in-person draft. I think now that, you know, half the league has children, it's probably going to
Yeah.
be a little tougher.
And being able to do it on Zoom and being able to see everybody is, you know, it's nice. I just hate, the one thing I hate is Keenan not realizing that his microphone is on,
It's
or
making some weird noise.
so that every time someone gets picked, it goes whoosh or ding or whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, other than that, you know, shout out to Bill. Great season, second place. You know, it's not a championship, but he was still probably able to take his wife out to, you know, Boston Market for, you know, a turkey dinner. And shout out to Twiz getting some American dollars back to spend out in Estonia.
I mean,
Helped
Twiz's
set a company.
commitment, you know, I want to give him the Heart of a Champion award just for getting up for some of these games, for drafting at 6 a.m. or whenever he had to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, anything else you'd like to share with the league mates who finish below you and you know that you look down upon?
I made no trades this year. I only worked the waiver wire. And it was still very fun for me. I know that trading gets stressed out because I don't want to get taken for a ride. So for me, I'm letting people know I'm probably sticking to the waiver wire from here on out.
It is fun to get on the phone with people and hash out deals.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that said, I was so lucky to not get bit by the injury bug. But
You definitely got bit by the injury bug. Waddle missed a bunch of games.
yeah, but I mean, but I feel like he wasn't one of my no one big went down, no RB1 or one of my QBs.
Yeah, Waddle's a pretty big piece, though.
That's true. That's true. You know, let's see, I was in first for a bit, then second, and then third. You know, I kind of tailed off a little bit. So maybe I got lucky that people just he got hurt at the right time. Who knows?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to luck, but you obviously had a great draft, and then you put yourself in a position where luck would get you to the championship, right? Like other people did not have the same type of draft. And even if they got lucky some weeks, it wasn't, you know, enough.
Yeah,
So,
I think one of my receivers scored 40 points in the semis.
yeah, that
And
was Amari Cooper.
so yeah, totally lucky. It's been an absolute pleasure. I really enjoyed this season. You know, I did wear my Mott outside one time, and my wife told me You're not allowed to wear that in public anymore.
I definitely have not worn mine in public. I guess wait, that's not, I wore it underneath a bunch of shit while I was in Patagonia, because it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
It's a good layer. But yeah, it's not an outdoors type of thing. Mostly, I just don't want to have to answer questions about like, oh, are you in crypto?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bad thing to wear in the Bay Area, particularly.
Yeah. All
But, you
right, man.
know.
Well, congrats. I gotta go make dinner at 7:30 here. Send pictures to the league of you taking your wife out and providing. I think everyone wants to see that. And we'll probably check back in sometime around July. So season finale, Pits in Peril, done for the next 7 months. And start researching for next year. I guess the next big thing is the NFL draft.
Looking forward to it. Love this league, love the guys. Thanks for everything this season.
Okay, congrats, champ. Later.
Bye.